some people are trapped by their past, and that ruins their present and robs them of their future. But Jesus has a plan. It's a good plan, a plan for our welfare, not for our harm, a plan for a future full of hope. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome again to A Different Perspective as I chat one more time with my special guest, Mike Riccini, about his take on the future. The past. Some people look back at their past with a fondness. They remember their childhood with great joy. The more I chat with people, the more I come to realize that for many, many people, the hold that the things of the past have over their lives is ruining their present and robbing them of their future. And man, that is such a tragedy. It was never meant to be like that. As we saw yesterday on the program, God wants us to have a new life, a fresh start when we put our faith in Jesus, completely new. It's why his word says in the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17, if anyone is in Christ, right there is a new creation. Behold, old things have passed away and all things are new. If you've been tuning in over this past week, you'll know that my guest on the program again today is Mike Riccini, and we've been on his life's journey a little bit, as much as we can in the short times we've had. He was born into some really tough circumstances, foster care, adoption, the victim of some deep racial prejudices. All those things have an impact on us. And so we've been chatting with him about that. If you've missed any of those interviews, I'll let you know at the end of the program how you can listen to them. But right now, Mike, welcome again to the program.
Thank you.
Mate, the lies that you were told when you were growing up, when you were like 15, 16, 17, what did they do to how you saw your future? Did you even see a future for yourself? What was that like?
I did see a future. I've always wanted to be a teacher for kids in the schools, and I've always had that as my goal for life. But oftentimes going through school, there are always kids that are better than me. They're always the ones that say, yeah, I've got better grades than you, or dude, you're never going to make it that far. That's why you're going to be a teacher. You're never going to do something successful because only the teachers are the ones that suffered at school. And so I often viewed myself as the stupid one, the one that's dumb because the only thing I can do is become a teacher.
So you had this dream, if I can call it that, in your heart to become a teacher. Did you ever think you'd realize the dream? Did you ever think it would happen?
I did. Since I was in middle school, which is grades 6 through 8, I've always been working with my dad. My dad's a teacher also. So I've been working with him even through high school. I started interning at my school, helping with the kids, helping in any way I could with kids.
That is awesome. Isn't it interesting how God takes who he's made us to be and puts a dream on our heart? I mean, different people receive their dreams at different times. I never dreamt that I'd be doing what I'm doing now. But there was a point in my life where God gave me very specifically that dream and calling in my life. And even though there have been lots and lots of times where you think it's never going to happen, it's just not. I never stopped believing, like you, I never stopped believing that it would happen. Can I encourage you, when I heard you speak the other Sunday, and you never preached at a church, right?
No.
I was blown away by how well you communicated. You have an amazing gift of communication, I have to tell you. To be able to get up and the first time you preach at a church, to be able to preach such a corker of a message is just awesome. It took me 40 years to realize that my gig in life is being a communicator. I hope you realize it much earlier and you're much quicker at it than me, because you have an awesome future in communicating God's love and communicating God's truth. And your background, you know, this tough background, Hispanic kid, mum's 15, drug addict, all that stuff, you know, that's woven into the fabric of who you are. That makes you who you are, and it gives you an awesome gift. Sorry, we're just chatting here. If anyone's listening, that's cool. Mike and I are just having a conversation here. So God bless you, and I really, really encourage you. Don't ever lose the sight of the fact that you are an awesome communicator.
Thank you.
What's it feel like to know that you have a future? I mean, it was ugly back then as a kid. What does it feel like to know that you have a future? You now have a dream. You know you have a gift, and you're going to go and do it.
I think the greatest thing is knowing that it's there, but with everything, there's often a fear of failure.
Yeah.
And I've definitely had that fear because people have told me, oh, you're not going to succeed, or you're only doing this because you're stupid, or teachers are for stupid people. I've had that fear that, oh, I'm not going to be a good teacher. I didn't used to be good at communicating through high school. I couldn't get up in front of my class and talk to them.
Yeah, I remember the same thing.
I had that fear. And it's something that you got to learn to get over it. You just got to learn to trust God. And
the first 300 or 400 times are the hardest, okay? And after that, it gets a lot easier.
Oh, thanks for
telling
me.
My gift of encouragement. You do have a fear, don't you? Because you have a dream, you want to reach your dream, and yet you look at your circumstances and the reality of your life and all the stuff that was going on that you've talked about, and you think the gap between where I am now and reaching that dream is a huge one, and it's a scary one.
Yeah, it is.
See, a lot of people, I mean, you were very fortunate and blessed to have that dream for early on. A lot of people have been through difficult, tough times as you have been, but in different circumstances. They actually don't have a dream, and there's no hope for the future, and there's nothing to look forward to. And I remember a time in my life when I didn't have any future to look forward to, and there was no hope. That is the most shattering thing in the world. Jeremiah chapter 29, which I'm sure you're familiar with, and a lot of people who are listening are familiar with. Thus says the Lord, only when Babylon's 70 years are complete will I visit you, and I will fulfill to you the promise of bringing you back to this place. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for your harm, to give you a future with hope. Listen to that, people. Plans to give you a future with hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. Is that not an awesome promise?
Oh, it is.
This is Israel. Their country's been destroyed. The temple's been destroyed. They've been taken by the Babylonians into captivity. They're doubting that their God even has the power to deal with the Babylonians. They're saying, what's going on here? They have no future. And God in that place comes and speaks hope into their lives. You are really blessed to have had a dream from early on. There are people who haven't had that dream for early on. And I just want to take you to that truth. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 10 to 12 is what we just read. It's great having hope, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it's great being able to look forward to a future. I just want to pray right now for people who are struggling with that, people who don't have hope in their lives, because it's a scary thing. Let's just take a minute now and pray. Father, there are people today, you know exactly who they are. Your hand is upon them. You are in that place with them, who do not have hope for the future, who do not have a vision for the future, who do not have a dream for who you made them to be and what you made them to do. Father, I pray that as we've shared with Mike today, as we've spent some time together talking about stuff, I pray that you would speak your purposes and your plans into their lives by your Spirit. I pray just as your word has been read, just as we've spoken your word over everybody who's gathered around your table right now, around your word, that you will give us a future that has welfare and not harm, to give us a future with hope. I pray that word into the lives of everybody listening today, every soul, every person, every man, every woman, every child, everyone who is hurting and is without hope. I pray that you would make the reality of your certain hope through Jesus Christ the reality of their lives. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Mike, it has been awesome to have you, and yes. I really thank you for making the time to come and chat with us.
Sure.
One last word, one last thing you want to say to people.
Yes. A burden on my heart is this power of words. And Matthew 12 talks about, out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth speaks. And it's very important to look at the words you share with people. Every word that you say has power to affect people. And it's clearly words that have affected my life. It's words that ruined most of my life, but then it's words that healed my life as well. And just understanding God's forgiveness, his truth and his word that he showed me, I can now show to other people. And we just got to examine our words, examine our heart and the ways that we've been hurt, so that we can now affect people in a positive way and build people up.
God bless you. Thanks, Mike.
You too.
Listen up. It doesn't matter where you're at in your life right at this moment, what you have going on, be it good, bad, or ugly, God has a plan for your life, a plan for good, a plan for a future of meaning and purpose and impact, a plan that we couldn't possibly comprehend if we tried. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Your Best is Yet to Come. It's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you lay hold of the amazing future that God has planned for you. To request your free copy, stop by at christianityworks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-book will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular book will be available, so please don't miss out. That web address again is christianityworks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.